Okay, so welcome to my first episode ever of my podcast. I don't know what this will be called yet, but I'm glad you're listening. So, I had my first experience at the store Spencer's in the mall the other day. And if you know anything about that store, it is full of Hot Topic and Wattpad fanfiction writers. I swear that place is intense. Walk in there for 1 second, I feel like I'm transported into a whole different world. Back in 2014, Jesus Christ. I think it's so funny to think about the fact that there is a wall full of vibrators in a supposed children's store. It's just so odd to me to think of, like, just a wall full of vibrators. Imagine going to the mall and looking at a vibrator and picking it up and going to a cashier and looking them dead in the eyes and actually purchasing one of those things. And you know damn well that they're like $8. I bet some of them literally run off of solar panels. So this little 8-year-old girl is probably gonna come home with a solar panel vibrator, stick it on her window, and all of her neighbors are just gonna see this little thing. Like, it's good for the environment, not using batteries. But I think that it's so funny to think about, like, imagine trying to save the environment. I mean, like, let's save the environment one vibrator at a time. Like, what if your vibrator was made out of, like, paper? Like, you know how everybody is doing the whole paper straws and, you know, reusable stuff to be like, save the turtles. It's so funny to think of, like, of a vibrator that is, like, made out of paper, or it would just, like, disintegrate as soon as you, like, were finished. I mean, like, I wouldn't put it past people to want that as an idea, because like, it could sound like a good idea, but imagine, like, a little 8-year-old bringing this home from a Spencer's in the middle of the mall, putting it on their windowsill to solar power charge, and then just going at it and having it just dissolve. Oh my gosh. I mean, save the turtles. Yeah, but that store is wild. I mean, I don't know what else you'd go in there for. So I have no clue why they're still open. I don't think that they cater to people now, but who knows? Maybe they have a different section of anal beads. That was that was so that was a great way to kick off my podcast, in my opinion, of course. I think it's actually pretty badass to really buy something so out there, like a vibrator in the middle of a mall. I mean, considering the judgment I get just by going into a PacSun or Brandy Melville where there is literally only one size that fits absolutely nobody, I get ooh, stairs, like actual stairs. I mean, I can't even fathom a vibrator. But I love how I'm like making jokes about the type of person, or you know, the yeah, just the type of person that would buy a vibrator in a Spencer's at the mall. But if you think about it, that's pretty badass to not care what other people think. Because when you're caught up in what everybody else thinks, and especially the groups of people that care about, like, certain things, it's tolling. And bitch, we do not have that energy, especially being this young. Girl, I gotta keep these wrinkles away from me, bitch. Oh, sorry. I have zero personality other than cursing and saying things that I just, you know, repeat from the internet. That's something I really need to get a better habit on. But it is kind of true. I kind of just regurgitate what I see. I mean, that is something that old people are really salty about. They just think that we're going to be that way forever. I mean, I think that, in my opinion, I just have hope that eventually one day I'll wake up and I'll just absorb a new personality. But until then, I think I'm okay with just regurgitating whatever I see. I mean, it's gotten me this far already. This far meaning failing most of my classes and talking about vibrators on a podcast that absolutely nobody listens to. But I think that that's okay. Speaking of another thing, I think that it's really weird how, like, there are some movies, like, low-budget movies recently that have been just so off-base. Like, you can tell that there are some shows and some movies that are made by 30, 40-something, like, people who really just, they think that they have a clue at all what is going on in our heads. And they're like, haha, meme are funny. And, haha, haha, kids use emojis like eggplant. Eggplant mean dick. Hee hee. And it's so hilarious to see these people. These people literally, I find it so funny to think that these low budget movies, actual writers sit in a room and they're genuinely brainstorming and being like, you know what's really cool and funny and hip right now? Eggplant emojis mean dick. And kids send nudes now. Isn't that crazy? Oh no, it'll ruin their life. People have sugar daddy. They talk to people for money. Oh no, prostitution. This is bad. It's so funny to see all of these like little artificial messages that they just spew out because they think that somehow they're being relatable. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. And they think that they can just throw, like, Noah Centineo, that, like, one really weird kid who tweets, like, he's fucking Socrates or some shit. But, like, Socrates of, like, being the best boyfriend ever. Like, oh my god, they're just, it's so funny how, like, fake deep and, like, oh, like, we really know our shit. They are. It's just hilarious. Oh my god. And then there's like a I'm being so judgmental, as I was literally just talking about how you shouldn't be judgmental. You see, this is called being a hypocrite. Anyway, they also have things that are like a little bit more in touch with people, but like so fake deep that like fandoms are like crazy. Like, if you think about like BoJack Horseman or Rick and Morty, you already know that they're the type of like shows where everybody's like, this is like a real message, but it also like makes them all total assholes to the people they're around. It's like, just like, I don't understand how people can take, like, movies and shows for fact, especially when the people who are making them aren't even really in touch with reality themselves. So, I mean, I think that people don't really have much of an ability to take things into perspective and, you know, I guess not really absorb everything they see. I mean, it's hard not to like see things and immediately identify with them. I have that issue all the time, but you know, I think that it's important to, you know, deal with that type of thing. Okay, so kind of just ignore this clip. I'm adding this in after I kind of finished, But the next clip is going to have pretty shitty audio. Anyway, I'm just trying to talk about music and what I listen to. I don't do a very good job of it, but try to stick it out through this section. I'm still working it out. Anyway. What I listen to in general. I'd say I'm pretty much across the board. I'll listen to pretty much anything and enjoy it as long as it's not, like, I guess I don't like country. Oh, no, that's not true. I like a small fraction of country, but not anything else. But lately, I've just been listening to a bunch of PHF, which is so much amazing instrumental music. It just reminds me of, like, Tame Impala if they weren't overrated, if that makes any sense. But yeah, I love PHF. I've been listening to a ton of Slater recently, which I didn't think that I would. Not Slater with Slayy, but Slater, Slater. Sorry, Queen of Spelling, of course. Won the spelling bee when I was in, like, second grade. Anyway, yeah, Slater is the perfect indie and hip-hop, like, fusion. It's perfect. Sadly, I've kind of been, like, less into The Garden, which is kind of sad. But I still love them. I still have that place in my heart for them. And, of course, Puzzle and Enjoy have been my thing. Cowgirl Clue is when when I literally want to bounce off the walls. But, I mean, what else have I been listening to? Oh, on the more, like, soul R&B side, I've been listening to, like, Leon Bridges. Oh my god, I love Leon Bridges. Michael Kiwanuka is an absolute god. What else can I think about? I mean, speaking of music, I want to talk about Tyler, the Creator. I think Tyler, the Creator is a great musician. I think that he's paving ways, and I think that he deserves hype. But on the other hand, I don't want to say that I can't stand his fans, but there are some people that take his fandom to another level, to the point where they will crucify a new fan if they like a certain album. They'll be like, Goblin was the best, or Bastard was the only time he was, like, truly good. Like, are you kidding? Like, are you really that mad that you can't talk about raping women? I swear, some guys really be, like, hurt that's not okay. It's so funny. They're like, I want to talk about murdering people and have it be okay. I'm so sorry that you have to watch what you say now. It's so funny. It's like they're getting angry that they can't do blackface or something. And you know that all the guys that are, like, guys and girls, of course, that are saying, oh, Goblin was the only good one, Bastard was the only good one, like, you know damn well that they're all white. They all definitely say the N-word every time he sings. I just think it's so funny how people can want their favorite artists to have exposure, but then as soon as they have exposure, they're angry at the people that, like, are giving their favorite artist all of this attention. Isn't that just, like, backhanded? I think that when you really enjoy an artist, that although you may want to kind of keep them to yourself and, you know, kind of protect them in a way, feel more connected to them, you also have to realize that if you actually care about the artist and if you actually enjoy them, that why restrain a whole new audience from them? You know, why hold back people that would really enjoy their music and, you know, help the artist be successful when, in all reality, it's actually just helping out everybody? I don't know. I mean, I think that there's mixed feelings all across the board. But I just, I don't think it's that deep. Like, if you enjoy a song, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, it really doesn't. Like, all you have to do, like, as a music listener, all you have to do is put on headphones or just even use your, like, phone speaker and just play the song. And if you're mouthing the words and and you're not black, just don't say the N-word if it's in the song. Like, there's literally nothing that, there's no work in listening to music. So why make people feel like it's a job to, you have to love this, you have to, no. Music is for enjoying. And I don't understand the point of people who are so protective and specific about certain things like that. It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, sorry, I just went off on a tangent over literally nothing. But nobody ever talks about how weird it is to fucking start a podcast. This is very odd, but I enjoy it. This is really actually kind of fun to do. I mean, school's about to start, so I don't know how often I'll be able to even do this, but I don't know. It's really fun. How are you supposed to transition from things? Like, I was just going off on a rant about certain fans. And that doesn't just go for Tyler, the Creator. But you know what I mean. People who like to, like, gatekeep and not allow you to do things. Like, shut up. I can listen to metal 1 minute and fucking pop the next. I don't give a shit. I don't need to be anything. all I need to do is put on some headphones and listen to whatever the fuck I want. Jesus Christ. Anyway. So. Oh my god. You know what I was thinking earlier? I swear. I have some of the most cracked out thoughts. And I wonder if I'm actually sober. Like, do you ever have a moment where you double take? And you just guess, like, did I really do something? I don't know. But, like, I was just thinking. Like, I was ranking. I was in the middle of ranking which body parts are just the most alarming. Not the ugliest, because I think all body parts are beautiful, of course. Politically correct. But I remember, I ranked it, like, the number one most alarming body part are balls. Like, oh my god, am I really about to expose myself? Well, balls are just, they're so in the way. They're just right there. Oh, they're, like, I think that everybody, the first pair of balls you ever see, you get a shudder. It's a very odd experience seeing a first pair of balls. Ooh, they're so disgusting. They're not cute. I don't think there's a way you can make balls look cute. So I was thinking, what if one day, like, everybody woke up and balls just didn't exist? It's like the Yesterday movie where, like, the Beatles didn't exist, but except it was balls, and you were the only one that remembered them. Like, imagine trying to explain to somebody that the day before there were sacks attached to somebody's body just containing liquid that would make a baby eventually. Like, that is something that I try to wrap my head around, and it doesn't make any sense. If you think about it, like, what? Like, ovaries are weird, but at least they're not showing. Like, ugh. And people would look at you so funny if they didn't know what balls were, and you were trying to explain what a testicle was. Like, biologically, it doesn't make any sense. Isn't that, like, the most vulnerable thing? I don't know. It makes no sense. But if you wanted to get a sense of what that was. Sorry if this is all over the place. I feel like I'm on about a billion tangents. But
It doesn't really matter.
Oh my god.
Well, think about it, maybe. XO baby. Uh-oh, here we go. Oh my god. Sorry, okay. This was just a little interlude to say that, warning, I'm about to go from talking about testicles to talking about political issues like I know anything. So, if you want to hear something a little bit deeper than testicles, then continue. I'm literally adding the most dumb... Okay, I'm not going to be self-deprecating. Okay, carry on. Carry on.
I understand that the last clip was kind of dragged out and long, and the quality wasn't very good. I think that using headphone microphones isn't the best idea. Well, whatever. If anybody listens to this, then I'll actually get a microphone. But anyway, so I was thinking of something earlier with you know, the the kids, the same kids who will get angry that it is not okay for them to say the N-word, and it's not okay for them to say, like, racial slurs or just any hateful slurs at all, are the same people that think that it's okay to support Trump no matter what, and to support, and oh my god, what am I saying? Sorry, I was forgetting what I was gonna say. And supporting All Lives Matter. I got a fucking bone to pick with All Lives Matter. Because it's just a way for white people to feel like they're included. Like, this is coming from a white person. Can we just shut the fuck up for just one second? Like, genuinely, in the bottom of my heart, just can we just shut the fuck up? Like, there are times that we just need to shut up. I don't get a say in another person's life. That is not on me. But what I can do is support a group that has been attacked repeatedly by my ancestors and even by people that I know now. And I think that it is everybody's responsibility to just shut the fuck up and let people who have been hurt over and over again have one second to themselves. Like, how much have we gotten already? Can you not just sit down for one second? Can you just not say the N-word during a song? Is it really that hard? Ugh. Like, it just pains me to see people who consistently make the argument that if it's in a song, it's meant to be said. No, it's not. All you have to do is just be a decent human being and step back and realize, you know what? Maybe my ancestors were pieces of shit. Maybe that cop is a piece of shit. Just because he's a cop does not mean he gets certain rights. Because you know what? When you are born as a person of color, you do not get to choose to have that target on your back. As a cop, you sign up. You sign up to have that risk. You sign up to have the risk every single day that you could be shot. So there is no way that you could ever compare Black Lives Matter to Police Lives Matters or like Blue Lives Matters or whatever the fuck it is. Oh my god. I know that I know nothing. That's the thing. I know that I know nothing. I know that I have issues. I know that in my past I have said things that I regret big time. But the thing is that by knowing that and by acknowledging that, you are already doing way more than somebody who is defending a racial slur or a slur that is against marginalized groups such as LGBT
And the people who, oh, it just, it aggravates me that people are willing to genuinely just, oh my God, make fun of people and think that it's okay. And just be like, you're taking it too far. No, it's not okay. Oh my God. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to sound like I know anything. Because if you get anything from this podcast, just know that I know nothing. And I don't know how to organize this thing. And I know that this won't be good quality. But I do want to talk about shit. And that's the whole point of this thing. I swear to God, my tapeworm made this whole thing. My tapeworm came out of me and started recording this. So this is all my tapeworm. If I say anything dumb, I'm just going to blame my tapeworm. Anyway. Oh my God, I cannot take myself seriously. But what I said, I did mean. Oh my God, I need to get better at this. So on that heated note, I think I'm going to try to wrap this up. I know that this podcast was definitely out of place and not very organized, I don't even think I said all the things I wanted to or in the way that I really wanted to, but I want to get this out there to kind of just test the waters and see how I, you know, I do at this and how I enjoy it. So hear me out on this one, and I hope that you enjoyed, and I'm really glad if you did listen all the way through. I know that it was really long, and I know that at some points I definitely probably lost you, and I even started out in like probably the weirdest way. I do want to incorporate more humor aspects into it. I know it wasn't funny, but I feel like I went from like super funny to like super dark really fast. Anyway, I'll shut up now. But I wanted to for finishing this to just recommend a couple songs, because I was originally going to add clips into the podcast, but I found out that you can get copyrighted for that. So I'm not going to do that. But instead, I will suggest a couple, meaning 10 songs that I've been really enjoying lately. So, first up is Vernon by Show Me the Body. It's just a good song. I like it. I don't know what to say about each of these. I think I might just list each one. Okay, so, Gray by Manhattan Project. Clock to Kill by PHF, Daddy by Cherry Glazer, Problem by PHF, Cats by Slater, Why Do I Try by Enjoy, Afraid by Hyperturf, Manila Ice by iDress, Exoskeleton by Dan Luke and The Raid, Goon Gumpus by Aphex Twin, and Fruit Salad by Tierra Whack. So I would strongly encourage you to listen to any of those songs. They've just been something that I've been jamming to lately. And I hope that I make another one of these. If I don't, then that sucks, but whatever. But just let me know if you enjoyed it, and come back for another one, if there is another one. Thank you. This is, I don't know what it's called yet.